This summer's Lollapalooza Rock Festival has been canceled. When it began in the early 1990s, it was the hot summer ticket with its circus atmosphere and memorable performances by Jane's Addiction, Pearl Jam, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Joining us now is NPR's arts editor, Bill Wyman. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, so this was one of the seminal rock events of the 90s, right?
I think it's fair to say that, and I think it's fair to credit Lollapalooza with a couple other things. One, it was one of the factors that galvanized the alternative rock movement in the 1990s, which you can sneer at today, but it had a major effect on the music industry and brought a lot of fairly unusual bands to prominence. And the other thing Lollapalooza did that I think we should give it credit for is it really inspired these traveling circus rock shows. There was the Horde Festival, which was all the what they called the jam bands, like Blues Traveler and things like that. The Lilith Fair, which was a lot of female artists, that some very memorable shows came out of that. And even the Warped Tour, which is sort of a skate rat, heavy metal, thumping tour that would play in a lot of stadium parking lots.
So what happened? Why did Lollapalooza go belly up?
The obvious answer is that people weren't interested in it anymore. When a concert tour gets canceled, it means people aren't buying tickets. That's a sad thing. They revivified it last year. They had Jane's Addiction on the bill last year. It did okay on the box office, but there were a lot of problems. A lot of the original dates never came out. Once they had a firm lineup, they had to cancel a few others for bad ticket sales. And it grossed, I think, 12 or 13 million, which was higher than the last Lollapalooza in the 90s, but much lower than its height in 94, 95.
You were a Lollapalooza rat for many years. What are your favorite memories of some of the shows?
That's a good question, because there were some really amazing shows that I think shouldn't be forgotten. Pearl Jam was hired to be on the second Lollapalooza sort of when their first record came out, and then their record became a sensation. This is when Eddie Vedder was at his height, and I remember he climbed up the wall behind the stage and somehow got into the rafters and then walked out on just I-beams, basically, all the way across the interior of the shed. And what the crowd was responding with an almost primal response to this. I mean, this has never been done by a rock star before, being without a net, just walking along a balance beam, 100 feet over the crowd. He could have killed himself and many other people. He made it to the back of the arena and shimmied down a thing till there were climbing guards probably 30 or 40 feet up, and he jumped off and into the waiting arms of the crowd. I've never seen a rock star do that, and I think everyone who's there will never forget it, too.
So this year's lineup, Morrissey, Sonic Youth, Modest Mouse, just not doing it?
I think it didn't, and there's a number of complicated things going on, because I think that either they misjudged the appeal that both, quote-unquote, oldie acts like PJ Harvey and newer ones would have, or they misjudged the Lollapalooza audience from the 90s, who are just not interested anymore in going to see Sonic Youth in this kind of an atmosphere, because those people are a lot older now, and they don't look forward to going to the grass, getting muddy, you know, creating trampolines out of blankets and things like this, which was typical in the original Lollapaloozas.
You know what? This is my generation. You're making me feel really old.
Madeline, I got to tell you, it's my generation too. But let me follow up on what you were asking about before. Imagine if in the original Lollapalooza shows, they all had acts that were 10 years old at the time. I don't know if they had you know, Men at Work or Culture Club or all the bands from the early 1980s.
You cannot compare Sonic Youth to Men at Work.
Oh, no, of course not. But the whole point of Lollapalooza was here's all this amazing new music that no one was getting heard of. So while people like you and I look to Lollapalooza and think, oh, that's cool and new and hip, to a new generation it might not be.
NPR Arts Editor Bill Wyman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.